Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein, a Republican, about the current legislative session. This is part three of a three-part interview. Something that's definitely on people's mind, especially around here with the University of Iowa being so close and the litigation that they're currently involved with due to the canceling scholarships because of the college cuts that came down recently. What can you tell me about that, and what are your feelings on how to solve that?
Well, quite frankly, I'm pretty mad about it. I'm mad as hell, actually, about it, because the regents told us when we did the appropriation that they could absorb those funding cuts. They told us flat out they could do it, but they did not say they were going to do it by taking away scholarships. I find it very troubling that they're taking scholarship money to fund their general fund when they've got a $2 billion endowment sitting there. And I've talked to alumni of the University of Iowa who have given to the, who have donated money. And their thought was that we're giving that money for the intention of helping with scholarships, helping with tuition. You know, some of the dollars in that endowment, absolutely, they've been earmarked. Big dollars have been raised to do different wings of the hospital and things like that. But at the end, there's also a whole lot of money sitting right there that I would argue that's what you need to be using that money for, those scholarships. Those are scholarships for legacy students and for merit-based. What the heck are they thinking? Taking away those scholarships from those kids, and then when they've got $2 billion sitting there in the bank. Sorry, I get a little passionate on that one because I can't tell you how irritated and mad I am at what they said and then what they turned around and did, because when they told us they could do it, they were pretty disingenuous. And then to turn around and throw those students under the bus was flat out wrong. They've got the message pretty clear from us that they need to knock it off, fix that problem. We have yet to do their next appropriation. We're not done with it yet. So they need to get their act in line, or we might just have to step in and do it for them. I'd rather not. I think they can do it. But if they don't fix it, we're going to come down, and we'll do something about it. Or I'll be doing something on my own, is whatever I can do.
Is there any other issues or topics that you feel is important to let your constituents know about at this time?
One of the bills I forgot to mention earlier on here in our conversation was the bill putting Palmer Amaranth onto the noxious weed list. That bill is out of committee, and I expect that to be coming to the floor very soon. That's an important one for farmers and around the state, but also in Washington County, because we do have instances where pigweed has been found, and if we don't nip on that one in the bud, we're going to have some real problems in the future. Locally, we're already a grain deficit county. We already have to import grain to feed livestock from other parts of the state, so we can't let that one get out of control. That one's moving along as well. So that's another one I just remembered I needed to mention to folks there at home so that they know that one's moving. And again, I'm sure I'm missing two or three things, but I've got a lot on my plate. I try not to miss them, but if I do, folks can feel free to call and chat with me about it, or text or email. But that does remind me of one additional thing I want folks to know. Many probably already know this, but I've had several that via the emails I read, I don't think understand. You know, I don't really have a staff. I've got one young college guy who helps a couple hours a day, but most of his time is spent just organizing paper and getting things lined up for my committee work. So I don't have a staff. When I'm getting emails, they're my responses. Or when you're calling, they're calling me directly, and I'm trying to work through all that. So anybody that's not heard back at this point, please understand that I don't have a staff to sit there and help me put together things and respond and do all that. It's me, and I'm doing it for them. But just be patient as I work through it, because we're getting hundreds of emails an hour right now. There are apps out there that allow people to very easily communicate with us, which is good. But it does make it a little bit more difficult to get it to keep up with responses, especially when they're not given their names and addresses. Then I've got to try to verify and make sure I'm talking to local people. So just, you know, be patient with me, but I'll go ahead and put my cell phone number out there again right now. It's 515-689-5430. Feel free to call me. Feel free to text me. I am getting the messages. I'm listening. we're responding as quick as we can, but when I'm getting hundreds of emails an hour from all across the state, it takes me a while to get down to the ones that are from my district.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jared Klein. This has been part 3 of a 3-part interview. Find this program and parts 1 and 2 at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.